For a good reason, rhinoviruses are often referred to as the common cold. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Ellen Foxman, a postdoc at the Yale University College of Medicine, discusses factors that influence the strength of the disease-causing germs.
Most of us know that tiny germs called viruses cause colds when they get into our noses. But even though we know a lot about these viruses, no one has found a reliable way to prevent or cure the common cold. However, our bodies do seem to be able to block viruses from causing colds, sometimes. Studies show that rhinoviruses, the most frequent perpetrators of the common cold, sometimes enter the nose without causing a cold. In fact, about 15% of healthy adults have rhinoviruses in their noses. Even when researchers infect volunteers with a rhinovirus, some people become ill and others don't. Can we figure out what tips the balance between health and illness when we encounter a cold-causing virus? In our research, this is exactly what we are trying to do. We believe that the key is to understand the natural defenses our bodies use to fight common cold viruses. In a recent study, we approached this question by studying the cells that form the lining of the nose. Like all cells, these cells have a built-in immune system to fight viruses. First, we pinpointed which parts of this immune system machinery block rhinovirus from growing. Then, we looked at the effect of temperature. In cells kept at the body temperature of 37 degrees Celsius, or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, the machinery required to block rhinovirus functioned very well. However, this particular machinery did not work as well if the cells were cooled to 33 degrees Celsius, a typical temperature found inside a nose inhaling cool air. As a result, the virus could thrive. These findings show that temperature is one factor, possibly one of many, which can tip the balance towards health or disease during rhinovirus infection. We believe that studying how our antiviral defenses work will bring a better understanding of common colds and how to stop them within our reach.
That was Ellen Foxman of Yale University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.